Right now, I'm going to talk to you about cameras. Now, the cameras used in a movie are just called movie cameras. M-O-V-I-E, movie cameras. Now, you just saw a camera on a crane. And the crane is spelled C-R-A-N-E. Now, the crane allows the cameraman to move around. You can move the camera to a lot of different places, so you can have very interesting shots. So that's called a crane. Now, the person who sits behind the camera, that's called the cameraman. He's the one who uses the camera and operates the camera. So that's C-A-M-E-R-A-M-A-N, cameraman. Now, there's also another person who decides how the movie should be filmed, what kind of film they should use, and what kind of colors and things like that. That's called the cinematographer. C-I-N-E-M-A-T-O-G-R-A-P-H-E-R. Cinematographer. So the cinematographer is very important. He directs the cameraman. He directs the camera and what it should film and how it should film it. So you've learned the crane, movie camera, cameraman, and cinematographer. So stay with us. Coming up next is Meiguo Liyu, American Slang.
Write you a blank check, and you just pay get your car fixed and buy lunch.
I don't want the check, man. It's important to me that we do this right. It should be important to you too.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Sorry, what?
I gotta go, man. I'm late. I have to go.
I'm going to work, man. I'm trying to get a lift.
Sorry,
where are you going, man? Come on, man. Don't leave me out here like this.
All right, better luck next time.
Hey! Hey, you're leaving the scene of an accident.
好，马上回答我。如果你的车坏在了高速公路上，你最需要的是什么？告诉你答案是搭车，对吗？好，搭车用英语怎么表达？下面美国俚语单元送给你这个句子叫 Can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift? That means Can you let me ride in your car? 能让我搭你的车吗？ Lift 在英语里面还有另外一个意思是电梯，跟这没关系。我们先学这个用法叫我可以搭一下你的车吗？ Can I get a lift? 如果我想主动说我搭你一段好吗？怎么说？ I can give you a lift. I can give a lift. 记住了吗？好的，待会儿见。
Write you a blank check, and you just take get your car fixed and buy lunch.
I don't want the check, man. It's important to me that we do this right. It should be important to you too.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Sorry, what?
I gotta go, man. I'm late. I have to go.
I'm going to work, man. Can I get a lift?
Sorry,
where are you going, man? Come on, man. Don't leave me out here like this.
Sorry, better luck next time.
Hey! Hey, you're leaving the scene of an accident. You said better luck next time. I said give me a lift. You said better luck next time and just...
Better luck next time.
I said that.
Listen, sir, please. I have no excuse for my behavior, and I'm sorry. I don't know what I can do to make it up to you, but I will buy you a new car.
Money. You think I want money? What I want is my morning back. I need you to give my time back to me. Can you give my time back to me? Huh?Can you?
Whoa, wait a minute.
So she won't move to Oregon. So she won't take the boy. So they'll move into the house so I can be a father. Just 20 minutes. Can you give me that?
I wish I could, man. I wish I could.
影片中有这样一句话叫 Better luck next time. Better luck next time.
You said better luck next time.
Better luck next time. 它的意思是下次祝你走运。西方人对运气似乎看得很重要。所以在生活当中经常出现这个单词 luck， 让我们
我们来看一下可以学几个关于 luck 的短语。第一个就是文章中的
better luck next time，
比方说你的朋友这次考试没考好，工作没找到，那么你怎么安慰他？
better luck next time，
祝你下次走运，他会感激你。第二个，我们在向别人道别的时候一般会说 good luck， 祝你今天走运，祝你走运。那么我们的足球队在出征之前我们也会说 good luck， 祝他们好运，对吗？好，那么再来看另外一个短语，有一个短语叫 just my luck， you say it when you experienced bad luck， 当你不走运的时候，你抱怨的时候，你会说我可真够背的。好，这个短语叫 just my luck， 你也可以说 bad luck， 记住了吗？我给你总结一遍，第一个祝他下次走运叫 better luck next time， 第二个告别的时候可以说祝你好运 good luck， 第三个遇到了不幸的事情，倒霉的事情，我抱怨会说可真背啊，叫 just my luck or bad luck。
You said better luck next time， I said give me a lift， You said better luck next time and just better luck next time，
I said that。
Listen sir, pleaseI have no excuse for my behavior, and I'm sorry. I don't know what I can do to make it up to you, but I will buy you a new car.
电影里面有这样一句叫 I don't know what I can do to make it up to you.
Listen, sir, please. I have no excuse for my behavior, and I'm sorry. I don't know what I can do to make it up to you, but I will buy you a new car.
Make it up to somebody 的意思是对谁进行弥补。片中的情景是这样的，一个人把另外一个人的车子给撞了，所以他想弥补这个人，他说 make it up to you， 记住了吗？ what I can do to make it up to you， 我能怎么弥补你？我不需要你弥补我，弥补我的车子好了。那对事情进行弥补怎么办？可以用它吗？可以，要改一个地方叫 make up for， 后面加东西 make up for， 如果是人用 yes to， 记住了吗？好，再扩充两个给你，我们还可以说 make up with，也可以说 make up with， 它的用法是表示与谁重归于好。好，举个例子给你，我可以说 Jenny and I made up with each other and are still very good friends， 我们两个人又重归于好，又成好朋友。重归于好叫 make up with somebody。 好了，再看最后一个短语，最后一个短语在我们的 movie diction 单元里面曾经提到过，那就是 make upmake up， 实际有两个词性，它做名词要连着写，动词分开写，读音是一样的。make up， make up， 做名词的时候，它的意思是化妆品 ，women's cosmetic， 它当动词是化妆。好，举个例句，她在化妆 ，she is making up， 是这样的，非常不错。好，来小结一下，我们第一个学了对人进行补偿和弥补叫 make it up。to somebody， 对事情呢 make up for， 第三个是对了重归于好 make up with， 最后一个化妆品或者化妆叫 make up， 非常棒。好，今天就学这么多，下次见。
You said better luck next time， I said give me a lift， You said better luck next time and just better luck next time，
I said that。
Listen, sir, please. I have no excuse for my behavior, and I'm sorry. I don't know what I can do to make it up to you, but I will buy you a new car.
Money? You think I want money? What I want is my morning back. I need you to give my time back to me. Can you give my time back to me? Huh? Can you?
Whoa, wait a minute. So she won't move to Oregon. So she won't take the boys. So they'll move into the house so I can be a father. Just 20 minutes. Can you give me that?
I wish I could, man. I wish I could.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Beauty and the Beast. And the song is also called Beauty and the Beast.Now, if you've seen the movie, you know there are two characters. Beauty, who's very beautiful, she's very pretty. pretty. And the beast. A beast is a monster, someone who's very ugly, very scary. And in the movie, Beauty and the Beast fall in love. So this song talks about how they fell in love. What happened? What changed? What made a beautiful woman and a scary monster fall in love?
Tale as old as time. True as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, not a one prepared, Beauty and the Beast.
Now, before Disney made Beauty and the Beast a movie, this Beauty and the Beast was a story. It was a story a long, long time ago. My grandmother told it to my mother when she was young. My mother told it to me. And even my grandmother's grandmother told it to her. So it's a very, very old story. And that's the first line of the song. Tale as old as time. A tale is a story that you tell. It's not something you read. It's something you tell. As old as time. Now, time has always existed. Time didn't start anywhere. So the story, is so old, it's as old as time. True as it can be. So it's a true story. It really happened. Now here's the story. Barely even friends. Beauty and the Beast were not really even friends. They weren't friends. Barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Bends means to change. Two people are very strong. We are not friends. But then they kind of bend. They change. So it means something changes. Unexpectedly means you don't expect it. When you expect something, you see ahead. You think, oh yes, I think that will happen. But if you don't expect it, it's a surprise. So they were not friends, but something changed, and that was a big surprise. Just a little change. Small to say the least. Now, to say the least is just a way of saying it's very, it means very, very, very. So, small to say the least. Very small. The change was very small. Both a little scared. So both Beauty and the Beast were a little scared. But that's scared. Scared, it's not like a monster scared. It's not like that. It's maybe there's a boy you like, and he likes you, and you're going to see him, and you're kind of nervous because he's someone you like, and you don't know, should I hold his hand, or I don't know, or do I look at him, or do I not? So they're a little nervous because they both like each other. Neither one prepared. Neither means both are not. They're not prepared. Now, when you prepare for something, like let's say you're going to prepare for school. If I'm going to prepare for school, I'm going to get my books together, I'm going to do my homework, I'm going to put it in my backpack, so I'll be ready. But if you're not prepared, you're not ready. And they were not ready for falling in love. They weren't even friends, so they were not ready for falling in love. And I hope you've enjoyed learning a little more about the song. We'll listen to it, and then I'll see you again next time on Action English.
True as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change. Small to say the least.